So I skip it because you have enough to stress on this, you know, the judgment. So especially the verse, chapter 13, verse 16 is it really, it's hard to think. Chapter 13, verse 12, the iniquity of Ephraim is bounded up, and his sin is stored up. It telling us the nature of sin. The nature of sin is, you know, once you commit sin, what is your tendencies, attitude, trying to cover, trying to hide it. That's one of the tendency of once we commit sin, and then it usually happen like this. And also sin is piling up, keep piling up. Once you commit sins, if you do not repent, if we do not repent, and this sin and put upon the sin upon the sin, so it constantly getting bigger and piling up bigger, and the bounded, which is, you know, it's just inside of it, and end up it pops up. Yeah, that's the describe here the nature of a sin. Yeah. So hope verse 15 and 16. This is a warning for us. Once we do not follow God, do not enough faithfulness with God, then this turns to ours. In chapter 14, the last time I went through, so this is the conclusions of the book of Hosea. Book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 9. This is the last verse. So this is the closing. So I like to read. So it's officially finished, the book of Hosea, because I read the last verse. Chapter 14, verse 9. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the way of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them. A transgressor will tremble in them. Chapter 14, verse 9 is a solemn warning and also blessing, actually. If we understand and if we know, then it will bless us. Understanding means we can think of this way. Once you listen to the word of God, and it gives you a challenge that you commit yourself apply in your life, and this, then you can feel it. You can feel it. And something like when now you know you have a certain like a technology, you know, now a certain technology, but technology we know it's very high tech compared to now generation. This technology is higher than now, but this technology cannot apply to us. Then this high technology doesn't mean at all. Only I understand myself. But I just think that way. So, which is this high tech? If influence to us, then this high tech makes sense to us. You know, Pentium 4, it makes sense to us, don't you think? But if you say 386, then it doesn't make sense. You know, so what I'm saying is the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, when we understand, it makes sense to us, means it convinces us. So I'm willing to put this Word into my life. Now, this is understanding. Yeah. And also, know, here mentioned the know. Knowing God is we discussed before, knowing God. Knowing God is not just only, oh, I know. No, it really into it with the feeling. 1 Samuel chapter 2, Eli, do you know that Eli's two sons? Eli, two sons. Do you know their name? Because I remember when I was in RE classes. In this, with the Korean, Homni and Venus. But anyway, these two boys, Bible said, they do not know God. They do not know God. Do you think they do not know God? They grew up under his father, Eli, priest. They always learn about God. So they know God. But why the Bible says they do not know God? There's no true feeling. No true love. No reverence. There's no heart. So that means they do not know God. Not only the here, but here. And know God. So knowing is important. So in the verse chapter 14, verse 9 says, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Since we can understand, which is, it come unto us, convince us to make a sense to apply in our life. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. Knowing God, truly with our emotion, a feeling, and love, you know, kind of attachments, then for the way of the Lord is right. This is, we can think about that way. So this is the finish of the book of Hosea. I really thank you so much and for sharing with me this book of Hosea. This is the first time I study book of Hosea. I make a note the first time. And I just usually read it, but first time I make a note. But this time I didn't have a time, so I didn't go through with the English. So I only go through Korean. I have noticed that Korean English is sometimes quite different. So sometimes I kind of shock when I read it, when I note it. It's a little different. So sometimes I kind of struggle also. I hope you can understand. So let's finish this one. I finished my final.